This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
This is The Woods,
Grr.
The show made by bears for the bear community, their admirers and supporters all around Australia and the world. Brought to you from Melbourne's Joy 94.9 studios. Woof,
Grr.
It is a Thursday night. It's a just past 9 o'clock. That means it's time for The Woods. This is Big Bear Mark in the studio tonight. There's Bear Curious Dean. How is Dean?
I'm very well, thanks, Mark. How about yourself?
I'm good. It's been a big week.
It's been a very big weekend, hasn't it?
Yes, we'll have to talk about that in a second.
Well, let's.
Yes. And, of course, we've got Robbie, who's been away for a couple of weeks, our work experience cub.
I've been resting up for the big one.
The big one? What's the big one?
Tonight's the big show.
The big tonight's the big show.
Uh-huh.
I wonder what... Well,
every show's a big show.
Seeing tonight's the big show, Robbie, I think you should introduce our guest tonight.
Okay. Well, we are joined by two of the Chargers' sexiest men, in my opinion.
Well, you have to say that, but keep going.
The Melbourne Chargers. Yeah.
The Melbourne Chargers Rugby Club. We have Dave, Dark, Dave and Michael.
Hi there, guys. How you going?
Hey, guys. How you going?
I feel like I'm making a triumphant return to the Joy Studios. This is fantastic.
You are, because you used to do the locker room.
Those halcyon days at the locker room. I know, I can't help but feel a lingering sense of regret that I left my Joy career behind. Maybe I'll be tempted back into it.
So it must be about, 2 years so you've been away?
Yeah, look, don't make me feel that old already. But
oh, no,
yeah,
it's not being old.
It's been a while, but, you know, the world of gay sport just moves on and on.
And, of course, you're a big part of that world as well.
I know.
Of the Chargers.
It's an exciting year 2016. I've attained the exalted status of captain of our B-side.
Woo!
So that's the side for the, you know, the developing players, the players learning this great sport of rugby union, or the ones just maybe heading towards the twilight of their careers, and that would probably be me.
So you can take them under your wing and guide them and mould them.
Yeah, I mean, basically, I'll be instructing them to do things on the pitch that I'm not actually willing to do myself.
Oh, cool. Yeah, okay.
That's the strategy of being captain. Yeah,
do as
exactly.
I say, not as I do.
Oh, absolutely. Uh-huh. That is definitely the philosophy we're applying.
And whatever you do, charge.
Charge.
I don't know if that is actually one of our...
No? Isn't that what the Melbourne Chargers do? You charge around?
No, we play very measured, strategic rugby that's about, you know, choosing your battles and
it's
understanding.
More plotting than charging.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if being...
A lot of walking, actually, normally goes on out there.
I'm wondering if being a water boy on a gay sports team means something completely different to one.
I think it might.
Might.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we've heard all this before.
You've heard it all before.
Oh, what goes on in the locker room? People getting chained. Not much else.
Well, look, I mean... One thing we do want to talk about before we get into the rugby, because it's been a big week for Bears.
Such a big week.
Of course, last Friday night was Mr. Vic Bears. Now, we were all there, including the Charger guys. They were in the audience.
And a great night.
Did you enjoy yourself?
I had a great time.
You, of course, hosted, Mark.
I did with Rob Cam.
Yeah. Yes.
And it was a great contest. I think we had some very, very worthwhile contestants this year.
And congratulations to Patrick, of course. Our
yes,
winner.
Exactly. Our little Austrian cub, Patrick.
Our new representative.
Yes. If you're listening, Patrick, well done.
Can I just say, I called it.
Yeah.
Because when he was up there saying that he, you know, when he was up there taking the sash, which is made of leather, which I thought was a nice touch, I thought, well, he's Austrian.
Yeah.
You know, when you're an Austrian, you win something, you have to say, we are unstoppable.
Unstoppable.
And
yes.
That's exactly what he did. Like, I called it just the moment before he did it that he would channel Conchita.
He channeled Conchita very well.
He's about as hairy as Conchita is too, I'd say.
Well, yeah.
It's kind of appropriate.
Ooh, that'll get back.
I'm hoping, I mean, I haven't asked him yet, but I'm hoping Patrick and the runner-up Cam, may come, hopefully, be on next week's program.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah, we'll try and get them in and have a chat to them, I reckon.
And it's fun, it had a bit of competitions as part of the show as well. The sensory adventures.
Yes. We had a bit of, the Groom Man was one of the sponsors, so we did do a little beard oil competition.
Bit of oily beard, yes.
To see if they could pick what the scent, the smell of the... the beard oil
yeah,
was.
Yeah, I think sandalwood was one of them.
Sandalwood, and then eucalyptus was the other
very
one.
Very yummy. Yeah. Very yummy.
They're very good. And then Manhouse kindly gave us some flavoured lube.
Some flavoured lube.
And we did a little experiment on a couple of bits of people's bodies.
On elbows and
elbows, shoulders and butts.
Other bits.
Yeah. And Robert, yes, it was like, I don't know what view you got from the from down on the audience.
I was on the side, yeah.
But I got a very personal view of Rob, which I have not seen before, where, when I had to put lube on his butt to let...
So a contestant could sample.
Yeah, yes.
And guess the flavour.
Yes, because we combined them. There was like little cocktails.
Like fruit salad almost.
Like fruit salad, yes. We had strawberry and pomegranate and banana.
But
with
pomegranate,
and,
oh. That's very very shishy, yeah. Pomegranate.
But we did have a... We actually dropped the chocolate.
When you say we...
I dropped the chocolate bit under the stage, but...
it rolled under.
Lovely Brett from The Lead went under the stage and retrieved it for me. And so I had it when I got off stage. And there might be a little story about this because there's a little click on the top where you're meant to click it and pour it so it doesn't go everywhere.
Just a little dab will do you.
A little dab will
little
do.
Dib, yeah.
But someone... managed to screw the cap off
And pour chocolate
over the ledge. All over the floor of the ledge.
No. No, the bears hate a mess, don't they? They've usually got plastic down everywhere when you go visit their house.
A big chocolate mess. They really hate a big chocolate mess.
A big chocolate mess. There's a spillage in aisle four.
There was.
Yes.
Yes, thanks.
Who did that?
Dean. Of course you did. But it was everywhere.
It was everywhere, and I had to rush off and get... Because it was an OH&S hazard, because we weren't standing in a corner. We were standing
in the entrance.
In the entrance. It could have been a slippage. We could have had slippery bears from here to breakfast.
That's right. So I stood over it while you went and...
You kept guard.
No, I kept guard.
Ran to the bathroom and got...
Slippery bears was what happened at the underwear party on the day.
No. Oh, it's a whole other story.
Wow! that's the other... Well, there's a couple of other big things that happened during the week. There was the toga party, which I attended.
Uh-huh.
And
you got a sheet?
I got a sheet, I got another white sheet, then I got an orange sheet and made that like a sash.
You got your faff out?
Yes.
Your faff and you sewed it all together.
Then we went to a upholstery type place.
Yes.
And I got a tassel.
Right.
And there was
just
two...
The one?
Yes, because it was... Huge.
A huge tassel.
It was a fucking big tassel.
Where did you wear your big tassel, Mark?
Around my belt. As a belt. So it hung down the side. Yes. And I also got a little laureate thing.
That's very Tonya Tomlinov.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I went home and I sewed my sheet. Oh. Got my kit out. It was great.
Very crafty.
And then, of course, on Monday night was...
Underbear.
How was that for you?
Was it? I don't know. I wasn't there.
There was someone looking very much like you there.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
And David, you were there as well, of course, weren't you?
Yeah, Robbie's mum turned the radio off.
No, we're not going to say anything. But look, one of the things is, if you do want to find anything out about the Chargers or Dave or Smithy, please give us a SMS, 0427JOY949, or email us onair@joy.org.au. So, Mandy, if you ever wanted to know, that's Robbie's mum, by the way, if you ever wanted to know anything about Robbie and Dave's relationship, now might be the time to email us and ask a question. Might be.
I know how to work that panel, Matt.
Yeah, oh well. We'll give Mandy some time to get the texting happening. You're on the woods on Joy 94.9.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLB, TIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
For all things bear, cub, otter or wolf, and any other woodland creature, The Woods on Joy 94.9.
You are listening to The Woods on Joy 94.9. I'm Bear Curious Dean. I'm here with Big Bear Mark and Robbie, the work experience cub, and we're joined this evening by Dave and Smitty from the Melbourne Chargers.
Exactly. Now, I think we should start talking about rugby.
Rugby.
So I'm just going to stop talking now and let you guys have the questions, because I know nothing about rugby.
So my first question. Rugby league versus rugby union. Which one do you guys play?
We play union.
And what does that mean?
It's the union code for classy people.
Classy?
Yeah, basically people who have brains and can think. It's a more strategic game. League's about big hits and kind of just running up and running into people. We're more about subtlety and executing a strategy and also running into people.
So being inappropriate on social media, is that your game or the other code?
Well, recently that's more been league. I mean, I'm not going to say that union players haven't been in there, but yes.
What's that dog doing here?
I'm very happy to say that was a rugby league player that you might have seen on A Current Affair the
Allegedly doing something
with an alleged animal.
Uh-huh.
In some allegedly inappropriate way.
But rugby union folks would never do that because they're far too gentlemanly.
Well, look, it hasn't happened this year. There have been other years where there have been some mishaps using WhatsApp and some inappropriate sort of messages that have been sent. But, you know, that's all been smoothed over now. We don't talk about that anymore. Not the Chargers, it should be said.
No. And, of course...
Wallabies instead, actual national rugby team players. But
And union players are, of course, hotter than rugby league players anyway.
Well, I mean, the grand diva of hot rugby players, David Pocock, is a rugby union player, so...
Well, you see, I actually have a bit of a thing for my future husband, Ben Cohen. You know Ben?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
He's lovely. He's absolutely lovely.
He's no David Pocock.
No, he's better than him.
Boys, come on.
He's great. He's gorgeous. Anyway, keep going.
So, keep going.
So, with rugby union, let me get this. Because I'm from the West, so I grew up in Perth, so we didn't play union or league over in the West, so I don't quite understand the game. What I understand it to be is those you run, you fall over.
No, that's rugby league.
Oh, that's rugby league. So, union, you don't run and fall over.
Yeah, so you run, you fall over, and everyone piles on top of you.
Yay!
Yeah. Right.
And that's called
somebody
a
else runs.
And then the ball pops out, and then you repeat that strategy. Yeah.
Ryan, how many of you are playing this game?
15.
15. Except when it's 7, yeah? So there's rugby 7s, is something totally different.
You can have rugby 7. Same sort of rules, but just with 7, not 15 guys on the pitch.
And what are the different positions that you play on the rugby pitch?
Well, they've all got very tantalising names, haven't they, Dave? What do you play as, Dave?
Fly half.
Dave's a fly half?
Yes.
Straighten up and fly half.
Yeah.
What does a fly half do?
He sort of passes the ball to other people so that they get tackled rather than getting tackled yourself.
He avoids
collision at all costs.
It's like, I'm too pretty, here's the ball.
Yeah, more or less. Yeah.
So fly half. Okay.
He's a fly half. So the team is divided into forwards and backs. So you'll have 8 forwards, and they're the kind of bigger, chunkier guys who sort of get in close and kind of crash into each other at short distances. And then there are 7 other guys called backs who, have sort of go for the occasional run, sort of spend a lot of time doing their hair and sort of generally avoiding kind of too much physicality. So
they're just
people kind of show up and we can sort of sort them into one category or another, usually pretty quickly just by looking at them.
Based on their appearance.
All right, so if I turned up at the game...
You would be a forward.
I'd be a forward.
I mean, the people out there can't see you, but...
No. I'd be a back, Dave.
Yeah. And I'd be a back.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
So, like, matching pair.
Yes, exactly.
We could play sport. There we go. Never too late.
Yeah, it's too late.
So I'm a forward, which is, because I'm a relatively tall fellow. So I play in a position called lock. And in the lock, in the scrum position, I sort of stick my head between two men's thighs and squeeze very hard.
Sounds awful.
Yeah. It's actually a lot of fun.
What are you squeezing?
Against a prop and a hooker.
Okay.
There's so much here.
So much material. Where do I go? So you got your hooker, you got your lock, and you're squishing...
Your prop.
Your prop against your...
Yeah, I mean, the prop...
your prop against the hooker.
I didn't write this all down. Hang on.
The prop and the hooker need to be very tightly bound. It should
a
be
tightly
said.
Tightly bound.
Yeah, and you have to sort of grab onto their jersey from between their two legs and just sort of... And squeeze in. So you don't want to accidentally grab something else. You want to make sure you've
got the jersey.
That bit of loose thread you've got is actually their jersey.
They need a tassel. That's what they need. A tassel to grab onto.
Yeah, a tassel. Oh. It's not really a game for togas generally. I think a toga would be a
bigger
little bit.
The tassel, the better, certainly.
Yeah, definitely.
gives you more to hold on to.
There's a range of positions. Usually the faster, skinnier, and more athletic guys play as backs, but it doesn't have to be the case. We say it's a game for all shapes and sizes. So, a lot of people might say, I won't play rugby because, I'm not a very big person or I'm not particularly strong. And, the answer to that is there's always a position pretty much that we can get everyone out there and playing if that's what they want to give it a crack.
And is there a lot of running around?
Yes, that's probably the thing that kind of hits you the most, isn't it, Dave?
Yeah, it's a big shock. Suppose what is it? Four, you play 30-minute halves in the B's, and the A's play 40-minute halves.
So you'd have to be really quite physically fit to play, though.
Well, I mean, we work people up to it. So I think when people first arrive, you know, they play for about 15 minutes and they just feel they kind of hit the wall. But that's okay. We sort of substitute people off. We let them kind of, you know,
catch their breath,
throw up, you know, do what they need to do to get them back out there on the pitch again.
Because the other night, Dave, didn't you? You had a beep test, and you after Mr. Vic Bears, you were going the next morning to do a beep test.
Yes, which is why I wasn't drinking that night. Yes.
So it was self-testing. So we weren't trying to sort of set a bar. I don't want people out there to be thinking that, you know, we have a fitness test to get into the Chargers. That most certainly isn't the case. Yeah. But we do try and sort of work on your fitness as you go through the year. And because it is a physically kind of demanding game. You are tackled, you're tackling other people, you're on the ground, you got to get yourself back up off the ground and, you know, do it again, basically.
Are you wearing armour? Are you wearing some sort of padding, or is there any protective...
That's gridiron, you think.
Yeah, it's not NFL. Oh. Come on.
You can wear sort of a soft helmet if you like, but that's not really to protect your head against blows. That's more to protect your head from being sort of trodden on when you're lying on the ground.
Yeah, and your ears. You don't want those cauliflower
ears.
Yeah, because that thing you do where you stick your head between men's thighs and push, that can be quite harmful to the ears. So you'll often see rugby players with that tape around their ears. That's to kind of keep them tucked in so they don't get kind of ripped off.
I think it's a great product you could use. It's chocolate. Anyway.
Yeah.
But you need the friction there. You know,
friction is good. Just a friction, too much friction.
Yeah, exactly.
The phone lines are going off tonight, guys.
Are they? Give us some questions.
Must have some popular people in the studio. And thanks a lot to Mark and to Gilly for texting in, but we'll probably skip over those ones. Mum wants to know...
Straight to Mum.
What is it, Mandy? What do you want
What
now?
Does Mandy want to know?
Mother says, questions? What questions? Robbie, you told me you have told me everything, so I figure I don't know already. I don't need to know.
And that would be quite absolutely right. Mum. Exactly.
That's fine, Mum.
There's a question here for Smithy. Does Smithy rate Richie McCraw better than David Peacock?
David Pocock.
Look, I know lots about rugby.
It's pretty hard to argue that anyone's better at rugby than Richie McCaw, unfortunately. If anyone was to be better than Richie McCaw, it would be David Pocock. I mean, David Pocock, for those of you who don't sort of know him, like, not only is he an outstanding rugby player, but he's just kind of an outstanding person. You know, he's born in Zimbabwe. His family had to sort of flee Zimbabwe because their farm was being repossessed, and he still goes back to Zimbabwe and does, like, charity work. He's a climate activist. He got arrested because he chained himself to a coal mining machine.
This isn't the Pocock Hour.
I could go
love
on and on.
Really now.
I feel
really
like someone's a fan.
Yeah, just a little bit. Yeah, you know. Did I mention that he's a gay marriage advocate?
Yes, knew that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you know, I think we can admire his form on the field, but we can also admire his form off the field. I think
you admire the man.
Absolutely, and he has sort of a reddish tinge to his hair too.
And the position that he plays is called an open side flanker.
Correct.
What does an open side flanker do?
An open side flanker just has to run really, really hard at people with the ball and sort of hit them.
So he's one of the forwards.
Yes, he's a forward, and he is. When the scrum forms, the eight forwards come together, and he's sort of bound more loosely on the side so that he can kind of release quickly and run when the ball's in play.
You look very lost, then.
Yeah.
You're bounding up the...
Anyway. It's the most physical position to play on the field because you have to run and make a lot of contact.
Right. Now, with the Melbourne Chargers, are you saying before there isn't... Well, to join the Melbourne Chargers, do you need to have played rugby before?
Certainly not.
Oh, so what was your story, Dave?
Okay, so for me it was about... This is my fourth year now. Mm-hmm. I actually started because Robbie forced me to. So I was just being...
Get off the couch!
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, so I was getting a bit antisocial, so he just told me I should try something new.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I found... I went down actually to Midsummer and went to the Chargers tent, and I met one of the guys and then decided to join in.
Had you played rugby at school?
Played a couple of times at school, just in the school sides, and... Yeah, I played against the guy who actually played for Australia eventually. So he was a big unit, yep. But other than that, no experience, and I don't think you really need it in the Chargers because we kind of cradle you from baby stages all the way up to some of our guys are really, really talented players. So
it was a great way to meet new people.
Yeah,
to
get a bunch of new friends.
And get fit and healthy as well.
Exactly right. I mean, Smithy's probably the most antisocial of us, but... The rest of the guys are pretty nice.
Oh, Burn.
I don't think I can believe that.
Yeah, I don't like to say much. And I'm a similar story. I never played the sport at all before. In fact, I never played any contact sport, football, or anything like that before I came into it. And we do really start with that, and this is why people come to training at this time of year. We can really help you kind of get all the skills that you need to get to actually get out there on the pitch and play a game.
So there's two teams, is it, or there's more?
Look, just two.
Just two. Right now there's just two.
But if there gets enough people, I dare say you'd potentially have more teams. Yeah. Now, I do want to ask you also about your rivalry with the Convicts from Sydney, because that's been a long-running to and fro, isn't it? With the boys up in Sydney?
Well, I believe they've been out of the race for a little while now, the last couple of years. So.
Yeah, we actually beat them twice last year.
Wow, that's all right. Yeah. And was it last year was the BM Cup?
No, that was the year before that. Yeah. Where they probably did get the better of us at that tournament, although still
you came back with some silverware though, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right. We won what was called the Bingham Plate, so we won not the actual major final, but we won sort of there's a series of trophies further down the line. So we won the sort of second highest ranking trophy at the tournament. Which was a huge thing for us.
That's huge.
Yeah, absolutely massive. Yeah, and we beat San Francisco Fog in the final, who were like one of the original gay rugby teams from around the world. So it was a huge event.
And is it every 4 years the Bingham Cup?
It's every 2 years.
Every 2 years. So where's the one? Is it this year?
It's actually coming up in Nashville in the USA.
Nashville. So are you guys heading across?
We certainly are. We are taking two teams up there.
Uh-huh. Wow, okay. And when's that?
Taken off in May, end of May, May 23.
So that's not that far away.
Yeah, so we're about to start training again this probably on the 8th of Feb. It's going to be pretty intensive. We're going to be doing a lot of focus on training up our boys and making sure everybody's ready to go.
That's cool. Now, do you guys have, I believe you've got an open day coming up, is that right?
Yes, Rugby 101, so it's just basically introduction to Rugby Day. We're going to be having that on Feb 6th at Como Park in South Yarra, so anybody and everybody's welcome to come down to see what we're about. We'll run a couple of drills, simple things, basically just show up and we'll make sure you're comfortable. And
run a couple of drills, is that like hard work?
Well, you're not going to be lying on the couch and watching Netflix, Dane. What do you expect?
That's what I'm good at.
Look, you're not going to get any bruises. It's not going to be like that. It'll just be some passing and maybe some sort of techniques that you need to learn to play the sport and try and explain some of the basic skills.
Because you throw backwards, don't you?
You can only throw the ball backwards.
Right.
Yeah.
On that note, you are on the woods on Joy 94.9.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLB, TIQ Community Radio Station, Joy
94.9. Hey, this is Matt Albert from San Francisco. Well, then you can find a way to make it out here too. You're listening to The Woods on Joy 94.9. And if I can make you to the middle
of this tightrope. That one's just for you, Dean.
I like that song.
You like your Matt Albert.
I do.
Yes. And you were on The Woods on Joy 94.9. This is Big Bear Mark, joined in the studio, of course, by Bear Curious Dean.
Still curious.
Work experience, Robbie.
When are you going to figure it out, Dean?
Oh, I don't know. Never. There's so much to consider.
Well, you've been doing more and more Bear stuff.
I have been venturing out.
You are even a member of Vic Bear's
now. I have my own dog tag, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
In fact, you are too, Robbie.
We're all signed up members of
Vic Bear's now.
Yep. Yeah. It was so easy to do. I went onto the app and just became a member.
Oh, well, I joined up at Fair Day. Carnival Day.
Carnival Day, yeah.
Yeah. It's because it was nice and easy. You just went to the tent.
Absolutely. Didn't it?
Yes, and now we all have the benefits of being a member of Vic Bears.
Of course, I signed up for a couples membership with my lovely partner, Dave, who happens to be joining us today.
Exactly. So we've got Dave and Smithy from the Chargers in the studio, and you're going to ask them a question, Dean.
I am. So who do you get to play with? We heard about the Convicts, but who do you play with when you're in Melbourne?
We actually play different teams, I guess, in different grades. So the Masters will play more local competition like Monash Uni, Maroondah.
So we during the year we just play in the local Victorian Rugby Union League. So we just get out there and play all across the city, in fact all over the state, because there aren't that many rugby clubs in Melbourne or in Victoria. It's not a huge sport down here. So there's only about sort of 10 or 15 clubs. So we've played at pretty much all of them at one point or another, and Look, people are really happy to be playing us. We've never really had any issues being the gay team. Mm.
So you've never had
we don't say gay team, we say inclusive team, but never really sort of had that issue. People
no sledging, no nothing, no.
Look, it really hasn't happened. I mean, people are just generally happy to have someone else to play against. Like, it's not the same old teams all the time.
Yeah, they keep inviting us back, so...
Oh, that's good.
No issues.
Yeah, and in fact, our B-side play in a Masters comp, which is for over 35s, and we sort of have an exemption so that we can play younger guys.
Because you're only 30, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Yes. It's very nice of you to say that. And the old guys, think we're great because, they'll sort of give us a beating on the field and then afterwards come up and tell us, more or less what we did wrong. I mean, these are guys who've played rugby for, 20 years. They're very, very experienced. They're very, very clever at knowing just how sort of far to push the laws of the game so that the referee won't penalise them. But they're also very helpful and they're offering us lots of tips and they're encouraging of us too afterwards. Usually after they've beaten us, they say, you guys are really improving and we're really looking forward to seeing you guys go overseas and we wish you well at the Bingham Cup and all that sort of stuff. So
fantastic. It sounds very supportive.
It really is.
They voted you best team in the division, didn't they?
Yes, because we don't win many games, they created a special award just for us, I think, which was like not the team that wins, but just, what was it, Dave?
The team that turns up.
Team of the year or something.
Masters team of the year.
We get bestest team of the year.
I think that was 2 years in a row.
We own that one. We're just the coolest team going around.
Now, we had a couple of great victories in the Masters last season. So
we did. Now, the Masters guys busted through for a few wins, so I shouldn't make it sound like we always lose. In fact, we've had some moderate success in the local competitions around here.
And it was incredibly exciting after watching Dave on the sideline for 2 years. I never saw a single win. When I saw that first win, whew, that was a big day. It was very exciting.
So it took 2 years for you to see a win. Oh, wow. That's huge.
The first game I won in the VAU was only last year, and I celebrated by being tackled down into a big emu pat on the field.
I was?
We're playing in Pakapanyol, and there was kangaroo droppings and emu droppings all over the pitch. And an emu is just like a really big bird. So an emu dropping is just like a really, really big pile of bird shit. And as soon as I go into the pitch, I got thrown right into it. I'm really selling rugby tonight.
You are, really.
I'm come play rugby. It's so amazing.
If you want to be shoved headfirst into emu shit, yay! Look, I know this is a silly question, but it just goes to my fantasies, I think. Have you ever had an opposing player sort of go, hey, thanks for being out there, I'm gay as well, and that sort of stuff? Or
I've actually had someone from the Masters I won't even mention, actually.
Yeah, don't out them, obviously.
Yeah, wanted to come and play with us, and a few of them have wanted to play with us and seemed a bit curious about what we represented, and I don't know what that says about, where their head is at, but I think it's very welcoming.
Well, it's great that, obviously you've got an inclusive team, but I'm assuming that there'd be guys out there who may not be as open and they just play in their normal rugby side. So, yeah.
That too, and we have lots of straight blokes playing in our side too.
Yeah.
For various reasons. They just think we're fun, or one of them has a gay brother and that's why he wants to play with us. And so people from all walks of life are welcome. We don't really ever say we're a gay team. We always say we're an inclusive team because, it's about breaking down the barriers, not sort of creating our own little space.
And there's no gay test to become a member.
Yeah, no, we don't ask people when they show up. Yeah.
No. There's no initiation or anything.
Don't prove. Yeah.
No, you're thinking about those videos you watch in your private time. Yeah. It's got nothing to do with us.
We do have a question in that says, how do I get my Chargers dog tags and do I have to be a bear to play with the Chargers?
You can actually sign up as a member online. Just go to the melbournechargers.org page. You don't need a dog tag, as far as I know, Smithy.
No, I haven't heard of Chargers dog tags. Is it a T-shirt?
I think we might be getting confused with the Vic Bears dog tags. Yeah, that's something else altogether. But you certainly don't have to be. There's all sorts of shapes and sizes playing for the Chargers, isn't there?
Certainly, yeah. You've got people like me with six-pack abs, and then you've got Smithy with the pot belly and red hair.
Just because someone's been spending the summer in the gym. He just thinks he's...
It's one of those statements was a lie. You can't guess which one.
Getting a bit uppity about himself. That's all right. He'll keep.
I love you, Smithy.
But with the... Let me just go back. So the eight forwards, the chunkier guys, do they tend to be bears?
Certainly, yeah.
Yeah, probably.
We've had Ash in the studio a couple of times.
And Ash is very much a bear.
He's a bear, yeah.
He's a barista bear. A barista, yes.
A barista who plays with balls, yes. So there's a few bears on the team, isn't there?
Yeah, no, we've got some big boys and we've got some short boys, so mix it up.
I was just going to say, I like when you used to be telling the story about playing in the league or with the competition. Like when I a couple of years back, I was on rowing with the Argonauts, which is a gay lesbian rowing club, but also has straight allies and straight people who also row with us. But competing in the general public's carnivals. It's just a great way to be out there and be part of the community and to provide people an experience of meeting gay and lesbian people who they might not otherwise have that experience.
Oh, look, absolutely. I mean, I don't know what else I'd do with my Saturdays. I'd sort of get out there and put the boots on and, you know, kick the ball around the park, and then you always end up having a chat with these old blokes afterwards. And, yeah, look, it may well be they haven't had a lot of contact with gay guys in their lifetime, and or if they have, they didn't think that, you know, gay guys could be the kind of guys who would want to play a sport like rugby union, you know, that's quite physical and quite intense. So, yeah, I think that's the real value of it. I mean, as fun as it is to go to tournaments like the Bingham Cup, or we have one just here for Australia and New Zealand called the Purchase Cup, which is the same thing, just with our counterparts in the region. As fun as that is to meet those guys, the real pleasure for me comes just getting out there on Saturday afternoon, rolling out in the mud.
So you're not playing at the moment, so the season hasn't started, is that correct?
No, yeah, season has not started. Right. We're about to launch into a whole bunch of events. So we've got the Team Melbourne Sports Day this Saturday. So we'll be down there at 11 to 12.30 at Footscray Park.
Is that part of Midsummer?
Yeah, it is part of Midsummer, yeah.
Fantastic.
So all the kind of inclusive and gay sports teams are down there. So, you know, you can just have a bit of a go at rugby if you want, and then also try out all the other sports that are on there as well. But, you know, come and stay for the rugby, obviously, we'd say that. But, you know, it's always a great day down at Footscray Park with all the gay sports teams there. So yeah.
What day was that?
That's on this Saturday.
That's on this Saturday. Fantastic.
Footscray Park out at Footscray, of course. One of the best suburbs in Melbourne. What I was going to say, yeah, and it's a bit like a pick and mix. You can go and have a tryout of a few. Are you doing a demo on Saturday?
Yeah, we'll again be, sorry, Dan, we'll be running a few drills. I love a drill. But yeah, like it's going to be something very simple, just trying to get people involved. You can try it out. You may like it, you may hate it, you may not know. But
give it a go.
Exactly.
Give it a go, exactly. Yeah. You are on the woods on Joy 94.9. Remember, you can message the boys in. You've got a couple of minutes left to do so. 0427 Joy 949. And you can email us on air at joy.org.au. We are the woods. This is Joy 94.9.
Hi there, Jason Gipps here, Joy 94.9 production manager. Are you a regular listener to our Joy podcast service? Like what you hear? Tell us. Email production@joy.org.au. Tell us something that you've heard that you've particularly enjoyed, and we'll pass it on to the volunteers of our podcast service. Our Joy program production team is made up of around 30 volunteers, and we'd love to hear your thoughts. Again, email production@joy.org.au. And if you love what we're doing, why not support us as a Joy member? You can become a Joy member anytime, online at joy.org.au or call 1300 569 949. Thanks for supporting the diverse sound of a diverse crowd. Joy 94.9.
Catch up or relive all the Woods has to offer. Listen to the Woods podcast online at joy.org.au or on iTunes or Stitcher. Joy 94.9.
You're on the Woods, Joy 94.9. I'm Big Bear Mark. Bear Curious Dean.
Robbie.
And of course, we've got Dave and Smithy from the Chargers in. Now, you've got some other things coming up, Dave, haven't you?
Yes, we certainly do. So after Saturday, we've got Pride March. Obviously, we normally have quite a large contingent at Pride March, and Smithy will be leading us out with the ball in hand, and we've got our banners flying high.
Our football in hand, yes.
Yes.
We'll be doing some line out moves. I think I'll be, you know, taking on my new role as sort of grand master of the whole thing. So I'll be, you know,
to the B size marshalling the troops.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I'll have a baton. I'll be twirling.
Last year we had a dog mascot walking with us. That would be Nate's dog.
Yeah, happy birthday, Winnie. Nate!
Happy birthday, hey. Nate! So shout out to you, mate.
So, but no dog this year. No dog this year.
No, yeah, Winnie will be there.
No, they've got to protect them from football players in these days. What other events have you got coming up?
All right, so one of our bigger fundraisers coming up on March 19, you guys might have heard of In the Flesh. We'll be running at Circuit, which is our yearly strip show.
So strip show? Like how strip show? How?
Oh, it is, yeah.
Yeah,
full nudity.
Full down to the... Yep.
You'll see eggs and beans, that's for sure.
It's a bit of locker room action.
So are you boys getting up there?
No one wants to see that. No,
we'll leave that to the youth.
People who are actually attractive will be giving that a crack. So. Yeah. I'll be in the crowd being very supportive and bringing all my friends. If you want to go to this, it packs out circuit every time. So, you know, make sure you buy a ticket in advance.
Yeah, you don't want to be standing outside while the boys are getting their kit
off
inside.
Yeah, there's a queue. There's a big, serious queue for circuit. So you want to make sure you get in there. It's a big fundraiser for us.
How do people pre-book for that?
Essentially, yeah. So we'll start promoting it very soon. So you'll see it on our page. Have it on the internet, and then obviously we'll pass some information on to Robbie so you guys can promo it on your show as well.
Always a really great night though.
Anything else coming up?
So the next big one for us, I guess, is the Bingham Cup. That is our inaugural event for this year is going to be a big challenge for us.
So I take it the strip show thing is a fundraiser for the Bingham Cup, is
exactly
that right?
Exactly right, yeah.
There you go.
So the Bingham Cup's sometimes called sort of the Gay Rugby World Cup. And it's every 2 years, it's in a different city every year. And we're expecting about 40 teams from around the world. So you imagine sort of 40 gay and inclusive rugby teams all descending on one city. It's a pretty special event. Yeah. And it's also pretty intense because you'll play anything up to 6 games of rugby over 3 days. So it really pushes your body physically. So you really need to be prepared for it. But it's terrific fun.
Yeah, essentially. So we've got one sort of step up to make because the last Bingham Cup, obviously, there was Sydney that won. Mm-hmm. We actually came second with the Bingham Plate, so I think we definitely have the potential to come back with a win. So.
And you've already beaten them twice this year or last
Correct.
Year,
yeah.
So this might be Melbourne's Bingham Cup,
possibly. Yes, there's a lot of American sides that are going to be showing up, so they've obviously got the home ground advantage.
So besides Sydney, who would be your biggest competition out there for the Bingham Cup?
At the moment, the New Zealand Falcons and the Hustlers from Brisbane.
The Brizzy team. Wow.
Yeah, they're both doing pretty well.
And would you believe that the King's Cross Steelers, who are the original gay rugby team from London.
From London, yeah.
They've got at least 4 teams coming. I mean, wow. They are just a juggernaut, so I think they'll be a team definitely to look out for.
Excellent, excellent. But we hope we'll bring home the silverware this year.
Yeah, and of course the other team to probably look out for would be the San Francisco Fog. I mean, they're sort of the original team that the late Mark Bingham actually played for, that sort of the tournament's named in his memory. So it's just a terrific event to be a part of. I mean, it sort of blew me away. I went to my first one in Sydney, as did Dave, in 2014. And you sort of beforehand, you think, oh, what's this all about? And you go there and it's a really incredible experience.
And Nashville's pretty cool, home of country music around the world.
Yeah, and there's no reason for anybody that wants to, come to 101 and falls in love with the sport and may be quite good at it, they may want to come down to Nashville with us and they'd be more than welcome.
Yeah, but at the same time, if you think, I don't really want to commit to travelling to the United States in May, that's cool too. I mean, we're always looking for fresh cannon fodder, new players to come down and play during the course of the year. And there's always room for people who want to give the game a go. And it always amazes me, as the year progresses, people still just keep showing up to training that we've never seen before and they want to give the game a crack and we welcome that.
So tell me about training. How many times a week in the season do you train?
So we train twice a week, so normally Tuesday, Thursdays, and we play a game on Saturdays.
Right.
And look, if you can't make training every Tuesday and Thursday, that's okay. I mean, the more you can be at training, kind of the more you'll learn and the better you'll come to understand the game. But we're sort of, we're accepting that people have lives outside of rugby. I don't really quite understand how that's possible, but people do apparently have lives outside of rugby. So we, we know that people are going to come and go a bit as the season goes on, and that's okay.
Yeah. Talking about lives outside of rugby, I mean, it'd be not right if I don't address the fact that Dave and Robbie, you actually got married recently.
Yeah, it certainly wasn't a rugby wedding.
It was no, you
no tackling. No,
there was a couple of rugby tables at the wedding.
They were the really loud ones, and we put them in the far corner.
So, tell us where you got married and what. What made you get
married? Want to get married?
Yeah, well,
today.
No. I mean, you. What I'm saying all right. is, obviously, with the laws in Australia, I mean, it's not obviously recognised in Australia, but you got married in Thailand, is that right?
No, we got married here in Melbourne. We had our honeymoon in Thailand.
All right.
But we got married on our own terms and had our big wedding and had it our way, and we called it what we wanted to call it, and regardless of what the laws are, or when the parliament wants to catch up with our beliefs, we'll sign the paperwork, but we consider ourselves to be married.
So it was really about the ritual in front of family and friends?
It was the commitment of saying the things that we wanted to say in front of our family and friends and meaning them.
Nice.
Come on, Dave. Say something.
No, that was a really nice cake. Thanks, Ewan.
I've seen pictures of the cake. It looks amazing with the multi-tiered and rainbow drizzled.
The cake was a highlight to me. I don't really remember anything else.
I don't either.
I'm never getting invited again to another wedding. That's it.
So did you write your own vows?
Yeah, we certainly did, yes. I actually got in trouble for bringing my iPhone out during the ceremony.
What, you wrote to notes? Actually read the notes.
He read the vows off his phone.
It's pretty modern.
I went for cue cards.
Oh, okay. Did you get in trouble off of Robbie?
Afterwards, for sure. Yeah.
So, like any good marriage, someone's getting in trouble for some minor infraction. That's how it works.
And Smith has just been torn down his whole life by his long-term relationship.
Oh. I know her.
But no, I just thought it was important to say that, you know, congratulations, guys. I like it when people do things on their own terms, and you don't have to wait for silly politicians to catch up.
Of course not. It's important to us, so we, do it on our own terms.
Excellent. All right, shall we talk about rugby again?
Yeah, look, I think probably important for us, heading into a Bingham year, we are keenly looking for new sponsors to jump on board. So we've got a couple of really good sponsors on board at the moment. But, we're looking for anybody keen to jump on board and support us and who wants a bit of airtime.
So who are your sponsors at the moment?
So we've got Circuit. Technology One is one of our major sponsors, Hampstead Dental. The VAC and MCV are some of our larger sponsors.
So if anyone's out there is looking to basically give a helping hand to an amazing sporting team who's heading across to the Bingham Cup, now's your chance. Get on board. So who should they contact?
Yeah, so you either contact us on the Facebook page because I've got access to that message board. Otherwise, just email me directly. So I'm dave@melbournechargers.org. And I'll respond to your email.
And you respond
promptly.
We get sponsored by a dentist, which is cool because you get a free dentist fitted mouth guard. It's properly molded.
That's cool.
Yeah, and you need that. It's a good thing to get.
I mean, the boys from Hampstead Dental they support a lot of things in the gay community, and they're very supportive.
Sponsors of Vic Bears as well.
They are sponsors of Vic Bears.
And of Joy.
Yes, and of Joy. Yes, they sponsor a lot in the community. They're very good at like that indeed. And did we have any more messages coming through or not? Because, no.
We had plenty coming through, and thanks to Gilly for your persistence, but we may just let them go.
So who is this Gilly guy?
No, don't give him the satisfaction.
he's never gone into contact in his playing career, I think. I think it's about as much as can be said about
it. So he's not a part of the team?
No, he's definitely part of the team. He's definitely part of the team. Interesting stretching techniques. We'll say that about him, that's for sure.
What, is he the mascot or something?
Oh, no, he plays. That's the remakable thing, yeah. Like I said, it's a game for all shapes and sizes. So,
do you have a mascot? Is there a...
We do. When we go on tour, we keep a tour mascot, and it's the responsibility of the youngest player in the team to maintain possession of the tour mascot. It's an honoured rugby tradition. Even if the Wallabies go away on tour, they get the youngest player. So during the World Cup, Sean McMahon had to keep hold of their mascot, so we have the same thing.
So what is it? What's the mascot?
Buck Charger. It's like a little cow, I guess. We also had a second team, so we had a Dora the Explorer doll, which was...
And there's always hijinks, you know, you try and steal the other team's mascot and flush it down the toilet and break its limbs off. Just crazy.
Hijinks.
Why Dora the Explorer?
I have no idea.
You are on the Woods on Joy 94.9.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
You are on the Woods on Joy 94.9. We've got to wrap it up. It's been a very quick hour. And
it just flew by, didn't it?
It charged by. It did indeed. Now, Smithy, you...
Because I don't shut up, probably. That's why. You guys didn't get a word in, did you?
Exactly. And you've also been ignoring texts from your president all night.
Yeah, I have. So shout out to Dan, who's just asked me to remind the listeners out there that, of course, the Chargers are not just about people who want to play, that we're very welcoming of supporters. There's all kinds of things that people can do to support the Chargers, whether it's helping out on match days or it's helping promote the club in various ways or being on a committee. So there's lots of ways to be involved with the Chargers.
So a lot of teams have WAGs. What are you called, Robbie?
Yes, well, no, I identify as WAG.
No, no, we have PHABs or FABs.
FABs?
Partners, husbands and boyfriends.
Oh, there you go, FABs.
FABs. I've always thought it was a bit fab. No, I've been, you know, obviously a part of that supporter crew of the Chargers for a while, and we socially have our own, get together really well, and you know, there's a lot to be had from just, you know, so getting alongside the boys.
You have a few shandies on the sideline while the boys are playing.
Quite literally. We opened our own corporate box one time and had a couple of wines on the side of the field.
Exactly. Drinking responsibly, of course. And we'll just wrap. So thank you very much, Smithy. Thank you very much, Dave, for coming in tonight.
My pleasure.
Not a problem.
What's coming up on the cheap seats tonight?
On the cheap seats tonight, from Rugby and Chargers, we're going to the Chicago Humanities Festival to listen to the poetry of Eileen Miles. So quite a nice...
Chargers to poetry, lovely.
I know.
Of course, on Monday morning, 6:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. is the Brekkie Bears. Sans the Cub reporter this week.
No, barely believable.
This week. You've been stumping me every week so far.
I know. Maybe I'll text you one.
Text
while
me
you're
one
on
in,
air.
Yeah.
Just exactly. To get you once again.
I know, but you've been going very well. I've been enjoying Barely Believable. It's been good.
Been a lot of fun.
This has been The Woods. It's a good night from me.
And good night from me.
And good night from me.
And good night from the Charger boys as well, of course.
Good night.
Woof-grr.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.